Meanwhile, Iris had also come downstairs. She had heard her father and mother talking loudly and was wondering what was going on.
"Good morning, Mum. Dad, what is going on? I heard you talking so loudly that I woke up."
Father was sitting at the table with his back to Iris, and when he turned around, she saw that her father's mouth and teeth were completely black.
"What have you done?" Iris laughed. "Why are your mouth and teeth black?"
It was actually a very funny sight.
"I wish I knew," Father said.
He told her what had happened.
Iris didn't understand what was happening in this house.
Father went upstairs to wash himself. He had to go to work, and he couldn't show up there with a black mouth. A moment later, he came down freshly washed. "Let's start over and do this one more time," Father said. "Good morning, ladies. It's time for me to go to work, or I'll be late. Let's just hope that no more crazy things happen." He walked to the coat rack to grab his coat. Again, a surprise was waiting for him. He couldn't get his coat on.
"Well, I've had enough of this," Father snorted angrily. "Who did this?"
Both Mother and Iris came running towards him at once.
"What's going on now?" Mother asked. "Why are you yelling?"
"Look, look at this," said Father. "The sleeves of my jacket have been sewn shut."
Mother looked at the coat. Father was right. She grabbed the other coats and all their sleeves were sewn up as well.
"You have to find out who did this," Father said angrily. "I have to go to work. I'm already late."
Upset, Father walked out the door. Again, Iris and her mother heard giggling. Iris looked at her mother.
"Mum, this sounds similar to what we heard last night. This is no coincidence."
Could it be possible that the gnomes did this? Mother asked Iris.
"Well, Mum," Iris said, "firstly, gnomes don't exist. And secondly, if they did exist, they wouldn't do these things."
"I think you might be right," Mother said. "But who is responsible for it then if it's not the gnomes?" This was the magic word. The word gnomes had been said out loud 3 times now. Iris and her mother, nor many humans know this fact, but if you say the word gnomes 3 times out loud, they can hear you. This was the case now. Gnomes live underground. They don't bother you, and you wouldn't even know they were there. They don't hurt anyone. If they can help you, they will certainly do so.